Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bamitzia Daf Lamadal, Bamitzia 34. Today's Daf Yomi is dedicated for Shemira, for the Chayalim, Yeshua, for Amishal, Atzalah, for the Shuyim. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the following case where a person makes a claim to the lender. The lender makes a claim to the borrower that I lent you money. And the borrower says, I gave you a collateral, and the collateral was worth almost as much as the money you gave me. Meaning to say, he's partially admitting and partially denying the claim that the lender makes. So under this case, the person has to take an oath. Now, we would think that the borrower, who's the one who's being motivated and makes us, he's partially admitting it. He should be the one taking oath. But the Gemara says, no. Who takes the oath? Misha pikadon etzlo, the one whom the deposit is with, i.e. the lender. Why? Shema Yishavazav, we're worried that the borrower would take the oath. Vyotze halas a pikadon. Then the other person will take out the deposit. And Rashi says, what's the concern? We're concerned that this person will become disqualified to take an oath. Meaning to say, we don't want to put him in a situation that he will become disqualified to take an oath. Why? We don't want to make psulim. We don't want to make disqualified people amongst the Jewish people. And so that's the explanation of Rashi. We see from here that this is a powerful idea. We don't want to put somebody in a situation where, God forbid, he'll become disqualified in the future to be a witness.